The Indonesian Supreme Court rejected appeals from the three Islamic militants and sent their decision to a district court in Bali. The decision means Ali Gufran, Imam Samudra, and Amrozi Nur Hasim are one step closer to the firing squad. The men were convicted in 2003 for their part in deadly nightclub bombings, which killed 202 people on the resort island. Court officials say their most recent appeal, which was filed in May, was declared invalid. Their last option is to appeal for clemency from Indonesia's president, but the men have repeatedly stated they would not do so because they are unwilling to admit wrongdoing. Deputy Attorney General Abdul Hakim Ritangga says the three men are running out of legal options. He says in the case of the three bombers, they are waiting for word on the decision from the Supreme Court. After that, he says, there will no longer be a reason to delay the executions. The three men were convicted in 2003 for their part in the incident and have not expressed remorse for the killings. The men have stated in court that the bombings were retribution for the deaths of Muslims in Afghanistan and that their actions were acceptable under their interpretation of Islam. The three men are linked to the regional terrorism network Jamaah Islamiyah, which has ties to Al-Qaeda. They are being held in an island prison off the coast of Java. Indonesia does not announce the date of scheduled executions. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Jakarta.